Saigon area, quality FM listening is yours. Only on this, the American Forces Vietnam Network, FM.
Our FM time is 10 o'clock.
Is Mike Reed. 30 minutes of world news and sports from the major American news services and local reports prepared and edited in the American Forces Vietnam Network newsroom. With the headlines, here is your reporter.
Marine Sergeant Dan Ziegler reporting. In the headlines, American warplanes staged a near-record number of missions in hitting communist supply routes in North Vietnam. And militant Black Power advocate H. Rapp Brown was arrested by federal agents in New York early today on charges of violating the National Firearms Act. Thousands of firefighters continue the fighting against forest and brush fire spreading through parts of five western states and British Columbia. And on the sports scene, Muhammad Ali Cassius Clay was recently married. Those are the headlines. Now for the details. First, in the news, we turn to the Vietnamese War. The volume of contacts with enemy forces throughout South Vietnam increased considerably yesterday, although overall ground action continues to be described as light and scattered. 25th Division infantrymen of the Operation Coley Coley Force scored the largest kill of the day, accounting for 26 enemy killed in Hoa Nhai province, 9 miles southwest of Cu Chi. There were no U.S. casualties in the hour-and-a-half action. Armed choppers supported, accounting for 16 of the enemy killed. The 9th Marine Elements engaged in two separate battles with a well-dressed and heavily armed enemy force in Quang Tri province yesterday. The actions, 3 miles west of Con Tien and 6 miles north of Camp Carroll, netted the Leatherneck units an enemy kill count of 12. There were no Leatherneck casualties in either action. In Quang Tien province, three contacts were reported by Operation Benton troops of the 101st Airborne Division. In 2 6-hour firefights beginning early yesterday afternoon, 9 miles southwest of Tam Kỳ, the paratroopers killed 9 enemy under artillery support. 2 U.S. troopers were killed in the pair of actions, 22 others were wounded. In a third action last night, airstrikes, artillery, and dragon ships supported the 101st Airborne Troopers in a battle with an unknown-sized enemy force 11 miles southwest of Tam Kỳ. One paratrooper was killed in the 5.5-hour action, 12 others were wounded. There has been no report as yet on enemy casualties. And in Quang Tien province, a 9th Marines company engaged an unknown-sized enemy force 7 miles from the Leatherneck headquarters at Da Nang. Mortar and artillery fire were employed, forcing the enemy to break contact. One Marine died in that fighting, 9 were wounded. Enemy casualties are as yet unknown. In the air war over the north, poor weather over the north limited strikes by United States pilots to the southern panhandle region of North Vietnam Friday. Navy, Air Force, and Marine pilots flew 186 strike missions into the north. This was the second highest missions since August the 3rd, and the 105 Air Force missions to the north flown yesterday was the highest number ever flown by Air Force pilots. Air Force Phantoms destroyed 15 enemy military support structures 30 miles north-northwest of Dong Hoi. Thunder Chief destroyed a span of a concrete rail bridge 22 miles north-northeast of the Mu Jha Pass. Other Air Force pilots reported 4 anti-aircraft sites destroyed, 14 trucks destroyed, and 22 road segments cut. There were 27 secondary blasts reported and 42 fires. Also, Navy pilots from the Constellation, Oriskany, and Carrier Air Wing 10 flew 55 missions and destroyed up to 108 watercraft. Skyhawks reported direct hits on the Ben Thuy Thermal Power Plant, Boiler House, and adjacent storage buildings 3 miles below Ven. Other pilots destroyed 3 buildings at the Jadi Boat Repair Yards, 10 miles northwest of Ven. They also destroyed 12 rail cars in the Vinh Loc rail siding 38 miles south-southwest of Tan Hoa.